Hello there, am I speaking to Mark?
Who's this?
Hello Mark, it's Ben calling from MMA Legal. It's in regards to the Scottish Abuse Redress Scheme, if you remember. The online inquiry you made.
Aye. Yeah.
Now, all this, Mark, is just to get an understanding about what happened and obviously let you know exactly what we can do for you today, okay?
Aye.
Perfect. Now, we do need some details from you, but I'll go through them with you in a second. So, just to start there, fella, I've got your name as Mark Walker, is that correct?
Aye.
Perfect, Mark. Could you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
18/08/1969.
Perfect. And your current address, please, there, Mark, where you live in at the moment?
9 Lesmere Place.
Yep.
Glasgow.
Yeah, how are you spelling that Lesmere's Place? How are you spelling that one, pal?
L-E-S.
Yep.
M-U-I-R.
Yeah, and what area is that in again? Sorry, pal.
Glasgow.
Let's have a look. Is it Knightswood, Glasgow? Yeah, G14.
Aye.
That's the one, pal. Perfect. Good stuff there. And the telephone number we've got for you, is this always the best one to get you on, Mark?
Aye.
Yep. Can I take an email address from you, Mark?
It's MW536.
Yep.
7710.
Yep.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. Good stuff. Okay, and are you known by any other names, Mark, or is it just Mark Walker?
Just Mark.
Just Mark. And what's your local GP surgery name?
Christ, now you're asking.
That's the one, pal. Same time, I'd say the local GP.
Oh, Christ, it's gone right out of my head, mate.
Do you know what street it's on?
Just off of Dumbarton Road.
Let's have a look. Okay, there's a few Dumbarton Roads, to be fair. Let's have a look.
Knightswood.
Knightswood? Is that the name of the surgery?
No, it's just out of Dumbarton Road.
In Knightswood, yeah? Dumbarton Road.
Aye.
Let's have a look. Just after, let's see, let's have a quick have a look on here. Just after Dumbarton Road. Let's type in surgeries now, see what comes up. Surgeries. Glasgow West Medical Practice?
I think so, aye.
You think that's the one?
I think so. If it's just after Dumbarton Road, aye.
Yeah. No worries, pal. Let's get this down for you. Just a moment. This is 1264 Dumbarton Road, Glasgow.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that's the one. Okay. And how old are you at the moment, Mark?
56.
56. Okay. And do you remember your parents' names?
Aye.
Yep. Can I take them from you?
Matthew Walker.
Matthew Walker, yep.
And Martha Cook Gamel.
Martha Cook, what was the last bit, sorry?
Gamel. G-E-M-M-E-L-L.
Yep, no worries. And where was you living before you got put in care, Mark?
26 Mosgiel Place.
How you spelling Mosgiel?
M-O-S-S-G-A-I-L.
Place, yeah. Is that in Glasgow as well?
Aye.
Is it Mosgiel Road?
Mosgiel Place.
Place, let's try and find that. Place. Let's try and find it. I could have put Dundee. I've got a Dundee one coming up. Is it in Dundee by any chance?
No, it's not in Dundee, mate.
It's in Glasgow, yeah? Let's have a look. Let's do another search. Oh, I've got it here. Rougher Glen, yeah?
What?
Mosgiel Place, Rougher Glen, Glasgow.
Aye.
Yeah, that's the one. G734LL. Okay. That's 1 second there. Just to confirm, you said number 27, yeah?
No, 26.
26, okay. And have you got any siblings at all there, pal?
Aye.
Yeah, can I say their names, please?
Caroline Walker.
Caroline?
Aye.
Yep.
Agnes Walker.
Yep.
Victor Walker.
Victor Walker, yeah.
Matthew Walker.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Do you know any of their date of births? It's okay if you don't.
No, I don't.
No. No worries. And what local authority was you cared under?
Hank Kittles. Rutherglen Social Work Department.
Rutherglen Social Department.
Aye.
Search them up. Okay, just a moment there. What age did you go into care there, Mark? What age was you?
They see them. 8 or 9 or something I was.
Oh, yeah, no worries. And what care home was you placed into, Mark?
Children's home.
Children's home. What, do you know the name of it?
Aye. Craig Do. You know how to spell that?
As well. I'm just going to have a look, pal. Is it C-R-A-E-G-H-U?
No. C-R-A-I-G-D-H-U.
Yeah, okay. Do you know if it was on Newark Drive? Does that sound like the right one?
Aye, 12 and 14 yeah. Newark Drive.
Okay, perfect. So we got the right G-41.
One.
G-41. Yep. G-41, let's have a look. Okay, I've got it here, perfect. Let's have a look. Craig, was it number 12 and 14, did you say?
Aye, 12.
Okay. 12 and 14. Let's get that down for you. And 14. Okay, and if we can't get a hold of you and you'd like the beneficiary to, you know, obviously to give someone else a call, who would that be, Mark?
Hey. Nobody, because I'm always here.
Yeah, we mean if we can't get hold of you, you know, if anything at all. Just another person's phone number we can call to get in touch with you on.
Hey, my sister.
Yeah, and which one's that? Which one is it?
Well, my sister-in-law, Janice.
Janice, yeah.
Logue, L-O-G-U-E.
Yeah. Have you got a telephone number for us, all, pal?
Aye, I need a... want to my messages.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to do that, that's fine. I'll wait for you. No problem, Mark.
Where the hell are you? Fucking hell. Where are you? It's a pain in the arse, this.
Phone's for you, pal. Always the case.
I know. Right.
Like I said, take your time with it, Mark. No rush, pal.
Right, hold on a look, mother phone.
Yeah. No worries, take your time, pal.
Right. Phone book. Where the hell are you?
Don't worry. So what I'm going to do for you, James, is I'm just going to bug you a message over on WhatsApp now. What I need you to do is send a picture of your driver's license and your ID, so you can address over for me. Once I have that, that's everything in place for you. Yeah, you don't have WhatsApp.
Right, you ready?
Yep, go for it, Mark.
0735.
Yep.
78.
Yep.
78
again.
Aye.
Yep.
23.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. So 0735 78 78.
No,
go and start again for me then, Mark, sorry.
0735.
Yep.
97.
Yep.
78.
Yep. 78.
Yep.
23. Perfect. So 0739778823. Yeah.
0735978782 3.
0735978782 3.
Aye.
Okay, let's get that down for you, pal. No worries. That's fine. And Mark, if you don't mind me asking, what was the reason you was placed into care?
Out of control.
Okay, no worries. Was the police involved before you went into care?
Aye.
Was you arrested at all?
No.
No? No.
I've not got a clue.
Okay, no problem, pal. Okay, it's fine. Okay, Mark, and what happened at Craycue? Could you just briefly tell me what happened?
One of the staff sexually assaulted me.
Do you know the name of the person who it was?
Aye.
Yeah, what's the name?
Wolf.
Wolf, W-I-L-F.
Aye.
Yeah. Do you know his surname? It's okay if you don't.
Egdol?
Aye. E-D-O-L?
I don't know how to spell his name, mate. He's Jewish.
Okay. Okay. I'll add that down for you. And did it happen on multiple occasions, or was it just the one, Sir Mark?
Multiple occasions.
And did he do any kind of physical abuse other than that to you? So did he hit you at all, or...?
He used to hit me, I know.
Okay, on issue there, Mark. Now, last thing we need from you, Mark, will just be photo ID and a letter to prove where you live, okay? Now, we send this via WhatsApp, Mark.
I've no photograph ID.
Oh, no worries. Do you have a birth certificate, Mark?
Aye.
That's fine. Birth certificate's perfect for us, pal. Don't worry about the photo, okay? So we just need a picture of the birth certificate and then also just a letter to prove where you live. Now, a letter just needs to be any letter dated in the last 3 months. So if you look at your phone, Mark, now you should have a WhatsApp message from myself. It'll be from Ben MMA Legal.
Aye, I see it.
Yeah, perfect. So, Mark, all I need to do, if you can, if you just take a picture of the birth certificate and the letter for me.
Right, hold on, I'll get my bastard papers.
No worries. You take your time, Mark. It's not a problem at all.
Right, bastard papers, where are you?
Mark, you know your email? Is it still walkmark912@gmail.com?
No, it's MW.
Oh, you gave it me a moment ago. Sorry, pal, I've got it here. Do apologise. It's MW5367710@gmail.com, yeah?
Aye.
Good stuff. Because what I need to do, Mark, at the same time now is I need to send over just basically our document for you to sign. It's just a quick e-signature. Just one moment, okay? Let's get this sent to you.
Right, that's my birth line photograph.
Yep, just pop it onto the WhatsApp for me if you can, Mark.
I just did.
Yeah, it might be taking a moment to come through then. It's not arrived just yet. Just give it a moment. Might come through in a second or two. Once you took a picture of your birth certificate, just take a picture of a letter that's dated in the last 3 months for me. Forward, Mark, so that's great. It's just the letter we need now from you. Do you have like a bus pass as well, Mark, at all?
No.
Just something with your eye picture on, that's all it was. Once you've sent a picture of a letter, Mark, let me know. And I'll let you know just the last one thing you need to do.
Right, that's it, done.
Perfect. So, Mark, if you open your email now, Mark, you know the picture of the letter? It just needs to be the full letter if you can. Do you know, like, the picture of the birth certificate? It just needs to be like that, where it's laid down if you can, pal. Sorry about that. Just retake it the full page.
What the?
The letter for me, Mark. You know the letter? So you can just lie it down on the table and take it like you did with the birth certificate. You know where it shows all corners?
Right. What's up?
The WhatsApp on, yeah. So just go open the WhatsApp, take a picture again for me, but of the full page, so the full letter you've got. Just needs to sort of show the date and your name and address, you see.
Hey, where are you? Oh. It's a debt letter, does it matter?
Doesn't matter at all, Mark. Just needs to show that you've had a letter in the last 3 months, pal. Can be any letter at all.
Right, hold on. I need to go back. Jesus Christ.
Take your time there, Mark. No rush, pal.
Can you send me that link on the WhatsApp again?
That'll be on your email for you, the link, Mark.
Right, hold
the link is on your email. No worries, pal.
Right. Jesus Christ. I've got that bloody many emails. I've totally won it out.
Yeah, it should be at the top. It should say, let me just have a look for you what it'll say, Mark, for a moment, pal. Okay, it should say, legal from MMA Legal requests you to sign a client pack. And it'll be from notifications at Zoho Sign. So it should say notifications at Zoho Sign.
No.
Not find it. Let me make sure you got the right email for you, Mark. So we had an email of MW536-7710. You'll also have it as a text message as well, Mark. So if you go and see your text messages, it should be there for you as well.
Right, hold on. I'll check Snapchat again.
No, this one will be his text messages, Mark. You know, your normal text messages.
Right, text messages. Messenger.
Yeah, just your text. No, SMS. Like
all
normal
right.
Text.
No, I can't find it, mate.
That's fine. Let's try again for you, Mark. So just to confirm, MW536-7710@gmail.com.
Aye.
Yep. Let's try it again for you, Mark. One moment, pal. Send a signature.
I'm bloody hopeless with this phone.
Don't worry about it, Mark. So it needs to sign email. It's Mark Walker. That's fine. Okay. Okay, Mark, so open up your email now.
Right, go to.
Yeah, you got the email now, yeah?
Aye.
Perfect. So click start to sign for me, little red button.
Well, there's no red button, mate.
You should, when you open the email, it should say start signing, a little red button.
No, there's nothing there.
What does it say, Mark?
It just says dead08signben@gmail.mb.uk has sent a document for you to review and sign. And it just gives me your site number.
Yeah, so the sender organisation. Now, you see if you scroll down,
aye.
It says private message. You should see a red button that says start signing. I'll show you, Mark, I'll show you what it looks like on my phone. Bear me a second. Okay, Mark, so it should look like that, Mark, but I've just sent you on your WhatsApp. It should say start signing there, little red button.
Well, that's what I'm not getting.
You're not going to start signing?
No.
Not sure why that's not there. I can see the document here, so it's a bit of a strange one, that.
Wait, that's the letter sent.
Ah, Matt, with the letter, it needs to be laid, we need to be able to see, you know, the actual details on there.
All right. Did you not get the details?
I can't read them on there, I'm afraid. If you just lie it down and take a picture as if it's like a bird's eye view with the letter. I'm just trying to work out why this isn't letting you sign. So it should let you sign that. Let's try again. Mark Walker. Needs to sign. More settings. Let's try this again. So, Mark, have a look on your email for me.
Right, go to...
there should be a new one now. That one now should have start signing on there, little red button.
It's still loading up.
Yeah, no worries. Is it the email that's loading or is it the actual document that's loading?
The email.
Email. What I'll do, Mark, it might be because we're on the phone that it's not connecting. So I'll let you go off the phone. What I'll do is I'll give you a call back in 10 minutes because I'll have an IT person here and they'll be able to assist me and ensure, you know, make sure it's not working for you. But try and get it signed while we're off the phone. And then when I give you a call back in, say, the next 10 minutes, we'll obviously have an understanding about what's going on with it. Okay?
Right.
Perfect. So I'll call you back in 10 minutes, Mark, all right?
Right.
Just have a quick sign for us. Cheers, pal. I'll speak to you in 10 minutes, Mark.
Right.
Thank you.